Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Audio Amigos. I am here with Jose.
Hello.
And we are picking back up where we left off a couple months ago.
I'm not sure if we can actually pick up from a hiatus this long.
Well, that's what we're doing. So, the last time we recorded a podcast was, you said March?
It was around March because I had just come back from Portland.
And it's about to be March again.
So yeah.
Almost a year.
Yeah, so hit that subscribe button, guys. We post once a year.
We're really consistent.
Yeah, we never miss the 1 year mark.
Never, dude. You can guarantee that you will have your yearly podcast from us. Mm-hmm. And that's all you need, really. Yeah. You can listen to us every day, all year.
I don't know about that.
So I would. So, yeah.
I think it'd be interesting for us to cover what's been happening since last time, because it's pretty much been a full year.
It's been a full year, so there's a lot to cover. Go ahead, kick it off.
Well, really, after last podcast, the only major thing I did was, oh damn, let me tell y'all. See? I just realized a couple things that happened. Okay, first off, after I went to Portland with my friend, I went to Mexico to visit family.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I did.
Traveler, you.
And let me tell you, I do not like Mexico. Or at least that part of Mexico. As we were leaving, my aunt was like, oh, when are you coming back to visit? And in my heart, I was just like, never.
Wow. It's pretty dark.
It's a rough place, dude. Like, barely hot water. No internet, no food that I can eat because I'm vegetarian, and everything there is like basically like bathed in like animal fat and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it wasn't for me. So, yeah, I really don't plan on going back. But after that, do you remember I started a job?
Yes. I do recall.
I started a job, and how would I put this? It sucked.
Mm-hmm. You were not a fan.
I was really not a fan. So at the time of recording the last podcast, I was working at a community-based agency, which it hit some hard times and it went under, and I was basically laid off. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I had a heads up that that job was ending, and I started looking for another job, and I got it at a pretty well-known agency. But there were just a lot of things there that really made me very uncomfortable, and I ended up quitting after 2 weeks, which is not a me thing.
Not at all.
Yeah, like, if you know me, I am a hardworking person, like, to an annoying degree.
Yes.
And, like, I demand a lot from myself and from people around me.
Yeah.
So for me to quit a job after 2 weeks, that, like, says a lot.
That was a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, well, neither was I.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the interesting part is, I remember I quit on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
On a Monday of the third week, I think. And then by the Friday of that same week, I already had an offer from another job.
Mm-hmm.
Which I started, so that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah. It was a little bit of a bumpy middle of the year, I would say. But then it led off to a really good chunk.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was good. What's been going on with me? Let's see. Since March, what have I been up to? I am still working at my current job. Let's see. What did I do? Help me out here.
You
pretty significant.
You made a new friend.
Oh yeah, I made a new friend. Oh yeah, that was actually one of my I don't want to say resolutions, but one of my intentions for 2019 was to make new friends. And I did. I actually made a couple. I looked into moving out and renting an apartment and realized that it is very expensive. So that didn't quite happen yet, but it's still in the works, I would say. So yeah, I made a couple new pretty good friends, and I would say I ended 2019 on a really good note. Unfortunately, on New Year's Eve, I was like really sick with the flu, so I wasn't able to celebrate anything, but it was actually really good because as I was sitting there by myself at midnight, I was reflecting on the fact that like being by myself at that time really allowed me to reflect on just everything that the year was and everything that I accomplished, didn't accomplish, and things that I, you know, want to do in 2020. And I don't think I would have gotten that opportunity to just reflect if I would have been, you know, in the hustle and bustle of everything. And, you know, so I kind of made the best of that situation and just, you know, really thought and reflected. And it was kind of nice, actually.
Yeah.
So it was good.
Yeah, it was good. It did suck having New Year's without, you know, like the whole group, though.
Yeah.
Just because, like, we're so used to hanging out having as a whole each group. Other. Yeah. So when one of us is gone, it's like,
it's kind of off.
It's like, yeah, it's like, yeah, it's not like unfun, but it's like we're missing someone, especially since you were missing because you were sick.
Right.
That made it more sucky.
Sucked even more, yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah, it wasn't like I was like out of the country or anything. Like I was literally 20 minutes away from them, but I just couldn't be there.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you could have come. If we get sick, we get sick.
I really couldn't have. I was low key dead.
True. Yeah. But, I mean, that was almost 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know it's February, but, I mean, it's better late than ever to do our freaking 2020 goals.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's freaking do it, dude.
Let's do it, dude.
I'm going to be honest. I don't have, like, a full list. So, I'm going to let you go first while I think of my goals.
Okay. Well, as I was saying, as I was sitting there being sick, I had the time to kind of journal about this. And I wrote down, you know, everything that I wanted to do in 2020. And some of them are, like, the same as last year, just, like, a continued, you know, version of that, which was to keep traveling, keep taking road trips, keep exploring. I think that's always going to be something that is at the top of my list of every year. And, yeah, so doing that. Saving was a really big one for me this year. I'm really trying to get in control of my finances and just save. So I've made that a big priority in these last 2 months. And just managing my money better, learning about investing, learning about, you know, just...
Yeah. And for the record, for you people listening, that don't mean she's broke.
No.
Because I hear when people say, like, when people hear, like, learning to manage my money and stuff, they automatically assume you're, like, dead, broken debt.
No. It's to prevent
being broke, yeah, exactly. Really. Yeah, it's a preemptive measure.
Right. So, I'm trying to learn to be smarter about my finances and stuff for my future and just having something to fall back on because life happens and it sucks when you're not prepared. So...
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I know you can attest to that. So, and I say that in the best sense of, you know, the word. But, yeah, so that was a big one for me. And just taking care of myself physically was a really big one for me, too. Is a big one for me. I just decided that I need to, just like I'm investing in financially, I need to invest in myself. And part of that is, like, getting in shape and getting healthy and just feeling better about myself. And so I've been really, really working on that for the past 2 months. Just living a healthier lifestyle and doing it in a way that isn't, like, so restrictive and harsh and almost, like, miserable, you know, but just in a way that is healthy and I'm still happy, you know? So I'm doing that. And what else did I have for 2020? I can't think of it right now, but yeah, I would say those are my main ones. That's what's at the top of my head. Yeah. What about you?
Personally, I've never been the type of person to make resolutions, like never. Mm-hmm. But I would say that some things started these past 2 months that I guess I could count as resolutions. Mm-hmm. One is that I started working out again. And it's so crazy how I started working out, because literally you told me you were working out. Mm-hmm. And I was like knowing I had a friend who didn't work out made it okay for me to not work out. Uh-huh. And like that was my reassurance, like, well Danny doesn't work out, so it's okay. So it's like you look for comfort in you look for
loves
company. exactly yeah. But when you started working out, I kid you not, dude,
are
I don't
you
know
saying if, I'm miserable, dude,
pretty much.
Dang, dude, I'm hurt.
No, dude, but I say it as a props to you, because not only did you start working out, but inspired me to work out. Yeah. And it's so funny because it happened so quickly, because you literally told me one day and you were like, yeah, I'm going to start tomorrow. And I was like,
I literally just decided overnight.
Yes. And I was like, crap. And instantly that same night I decided, I was like, well, there goes my excuse. And the very next day, like, I got a membership and I worked out.
I know.
And I've been doing it consistently since, like, we started like the second week of January?
The first or second week of January.
Yeah, I think it was the second week.
Yeah, second week. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was like January 7th.
Yeah, I think so as well. Yeah. But yeah, and you know, for me it was a little difficult because I used to work out a lot in college. Mm-hmm. And I ran like
You were fit.
Crazy. I was fit as hell and I ran a lot. Mm-hmm. But then my knee started to suffer because of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had this, like, fear of, like, starting to run again. Mm-hmm. Because I love running. I love the feeling of running. I love the endorphins. I love the runner's high. Mm-hmm. But afterwards, my knees would kill me.
Yeah.
And I was very afraid that would start to happen again. But, you know, thankfully, it hasn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it doesn't. And I'm, like, learning to adjust my running form to, like, prevent that.
Yeah.
Because I think part of it was my form was really off as well. Mm-hmm. So, I'm feeling really good. I mean, I haven't checked the scale, because I know if I check the scale, I'm going to freak myself out regardless of what number's there.
Right.
But I do notice, you know, like, my clothes fitting better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I live on the second floor, so going up the stairs, it's a little easier. So, right. Yeah, you know, I like that.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty bummed out because today was my first day missing a day of the gym since we started, so...
So you had been working out Sunday nights since then?
No. So...
Or just, like,
I was supposed to work out... I was supposed to work out 2 nights ago. Mm-hmm. Because I work out Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But I didn't work out Friday 2 days ago because mm-hmm. I was preaching that day. So I wanted to use every ounce of free time that day to prepare for my preaching. Right. And I did work out... Oh, no, wait, I did work out yesterday.
You did?
I did. Oh, crap. Yeah, you're right.
Wow, dude. You were beating yourself up for nothing.
I was beating myself up for nothing.
And I was helping you.
Yeah, thank you. But, yeah, and I'm feeling good about it. So, yeah, and, well, apart from that, I'd say, again, I'm not a resolution type person, but if I were to have another resolution, it would definitely be to give a little more responsibility to the boys group that I have mm-hmm. at church. You know, some of them, they range from age from like 16 to 20 something.
Yeah.
So, you know, the whole point of that group is, you know, to raise them up to be leaders mm-hmm. eventually within the church. And, you know, I want to start giving them more responsibility and stuff. So, yeah, I would definitely say those are my only two.
Those are good goals to focus on. I think it's important to have, like, big main goals that you're going to give your all to, you know? Mm-hmm. Instead of having, like, 20 things that you know realistically you're not going to get done. And that's what I was... that's kind of what was behind my fitness, quote-unquote, journey. Like, I've tried this before. I've had like spurts of, okay, I'm gonna get in shape, blah blah blah, But I wasn't making goals for myself. I wasn't saying, I was just saying I was going to do it, but I wasn't creating a plan as to how I was going to do it. And I wasn't keeping myself accountable, and my goals were unrealistic. And this time, I don't know if you remember, I told you I'm going to start with 3 days a week. So for anybody else, that's like, okay, that's lame. Like, what do you, you know what I mean? Like, 3 days a week isn't a whole lot. But for somebody that was as inactive as I was, mind you, my job keeps me pretty busy. I'm on my feet all day long, moving around all day long, but still, that doesn't count. So I started off with that, and being able to meet that goal for a month straight gave me the confidence to keep going, because I was able to say, okay, I did that, you know, like, I followed through on my commitment to myself. So then in the month of February, I said, I'm going to do 4 days a week. So I've been doing that. We're about to hit the third week of February tomorrow. And yeah, and it's been one extra day, but I have felt like it's been a little harder. And I'm sure by the end of the month, I'm going to be completely used to it and stuff. But I think just making realistic, attainable goals, and that doesn't mean that you're cheating yourself, you know. But I think that really helps in being able to really fulfill your goals.
Yeah, because if you said really high expectations for yourself, I mean, chances are you're probably going to fail.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people see that, like, negatively, but no. Like, if you go from 0 to 100 like that, you're setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
So, especially people like us who are so inexperienced mm-hmm. with, like, a routine. Mm-hmm. And how do you, when you go to the gym, how do you eat after the gym?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think what we've been doing is pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been going 3 days a week, and I intend to keep it that way. Mm-hmm. Just because my schedule is pretty busy.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, maybe every now and then I'll go a couple extra days, but yeah. So far I have no plans to do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, for me, this is pretty significant just because, I mean, as you know, I mean, pretty much no one in our family is fit.
Yeah.
So for me, this is kind of like an investment, not only in myself.
Your future.
Yeah. But in my future, because mm-hmm. I don't want to be one of those dads that, you know, like, can't pick up their kid or
can't run with them.
Yeah. Or
can't ride a bike with them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I want to be the kind of parent that, you know, can enjoy having time with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if I kept going the way I was going, like, before this, I probably wouldn't have been able to do that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that day still hasn't come, but you know what
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I see it as an investment, not only in myself, but in my family.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, our family, there are not a whole lot of healthy people.
No.
And that's not to be negative. It's just,
it's just the reality.
Yeah.
And we have, like, what's it called? Like, a history of, like, heart problems and,
oh, crap, we
you
do?
Know, like, I mean, our grandpa passed away of a stroke and, like, you know, like, he always struggled with his heart health and high cholesterol and all diabetes. We have a bunch of people in our family that have diabetes or are struggling with high or low blood sugar,
obesity,
or, and, you know,
hypertension.
Yeah, all those kinds of things.
Yeah. And it's crazy because my dad used to say, like, yeah, when we were in Mexico, none of us had these problems.
Right.
But we just came to America and
it's because your lifestyle changes.
Yeah, definitely. Like,
so
over there, according to my dad, they used to work like 14-hour days and mm-hmm.
and walked everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, they weren't eating all the processed foods that we eat now. Like, they were eating whole, literally whole foods. And, like, even if it was meat, it wasn't processed. It wasn't full of hormones like it is now. Like, things were more pure.
Yeah.
In that time.
Yeah. The other day, I was going through our old albums just for the heck of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a picture of my parents on their wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, Dad, like, you were a spring chicken.
Mm-hmm. Spring chicken?
Yeah, and he had his teenager mustache.
Because
he got married pretty young. Well, not super young, but pretty young. My mom was 18. He was 20, I believe.
Yeah, same with my parents.
Yeah.
I think my dad was 18 and my mom was 19, which is insane to think about.
Oh, I didn't know your mom was older.
Yeah, she's a year older.
Oh, wow.
She rocked the cradle.
Yeah, you're a cradle robber. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, you do what you gotta do.
Do you, boo.
Yeah, but, and it's funny to me because I have a cousin who I interact with pretty regularly right now. And he started recently going to the gym as well. And this mm-hmm. is isn't a shared cousin we have.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's like really getting serious about like trying to bodybuild.
Yeah.
Like super strict with his diet, super strict with, you know, his supplements, super strict with when he eats and when he works out. Like, that's his priority.
Mm-hmm.
And he works every day.
Mm-hmm.
He has a weekday job and a weekend job. And I was like, damn, like, I really have no excuse.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, shape up or ship out.
Yeah. Oh. But yeah, that was a realization I came to also, that we have no excuse as to why we can't do it. Like, I know parents that have like two or three kids, both have full-time jobs, and somehow find a way to be at the gym. And I'm like, we're both single, we have no kids, we have no spouse. All we have to worry about is ourselves, our job, our responsibilities at church, and, you know, a couple other minor things. But other than that, like, our priority is literally us. Like, it's just us. Like, we have zero excuses as to why we can't. There's no reason. Literally, I can't.
Yeah.
Can't even justify it.
Yeah. And considering the fact that we spend, like, I would say, like, a part-time job's amount of time at church.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, I still don't think we have excuses.
Yeah.
Because most of that time when we're there, it's at night or it's Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, at that time, like what I've been doing recently, like recently we've been having meetings at church on mm-hmm. Mondays preparing for an event.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting off of work early, obviously rushing through my work, but I've been going to the gym, getting home, showering, going to church,
mm-hmm.
you know, I feel fine.
Yeah.
It hasn't, like, I don't feel tired. I don't feel groggy at church. I feel fine.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of being disciplined.
If anything, you feel better and more energized, I feel like.
Yeah. My only thing, my biggest problem with all of this right now, though, is sleeping.
What? You have too much energy or what?
No, it's because I have a bad habit of not sleeping on time.
Mm.
Like, I could, like, if I know my day won't start until 9 a.m., I'll be like, cool, that allows me to stay up until 1.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, yeah. I'm like,
yeah, too. And I don't know why I do you that. I know it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
But I always do it.
Yeah.
Like, tomorrow I have a pretty early day. I'm going to start at 5 a.m. And somehow I'm still going to be up at, like, midnight.
Midnight, mm-hmm.
I know myself.
Yeah.
I know myself.
I'm the same way.
So.
Yeah. But I feel like you're a little bit more disciplined. Or maybe recently I've been a little bit more disciplined than you when it comes to sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like in other times, you were a little bit more disciplined with, like, going to bed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a time that it would be, like, a regular old weekday, and I will be up until, like, 1 a.m. for no reason. Like, I have nothing to be doing at that time. I'm not talking to anyone. I'm not working on anything. I'm literally just up watching YouTube, watching Netflix, on social media. And, like, I feel like the later you stay up doing all those things, the harder it is to turn off your brain when you do decide that you want to go to bed. So, you end up staying even later than that. And it's just, it's ridiculous. But yeah. With all this, I've had to force myself to have kind of a nighttime routine. So every day I'm like in bed by like 10:45 and I turn my lights out at 11.
Mm-hmm.
And I try my best to stick to this. And it's been pretty good.
Yeah. For me, I don't have a okay. So my problem has never been getting up early.
Mm-hmm.
I could get up
early.
Yeah,
you're an early
riser. Yeah, I'm an early bird and I love it.
Yeah.
like Saturdays. Recently, I haven't been doing it.
Because of me.
Yeah, because you have influenced me in a negative way.
Whatever.
You guys have to understand this.
Whatever.
You guys have to understand this. She excuses. Will stay in bed hella late into the day by not my anymore, standards. Though. By my standards.
Not anymore.
Okay, back in the day.
Yeah.
I feel like we balance each other out.
Yeah.
And I would get up like at 5 a.m. I would reason. Sometimes I would wash my car.
Yeah.
I would like go. I'll wash my car.
But like, who does that?
Me, because you gotta understand.
Who washes your car at 5 freaking a.m., dude?
You have to understand. Every day at work, I'm up super early for work.
Okay.
So that means I don't get.
So you want to sleep in on Saturdays?
No, on the contrary, I want to take advantage of a free morning on Saturdays, because every morning I'm in a rush. Like, I get up, I change, brush my teeth.
Yeah.
I don't shower in the morning because I shower at night. I'm a night shower person. I'll have my everyday sandwich. I'll have my everyday protein shake, and I will head out the door as fast as possible. But Saturday,
yeah,
it's my one chance to enjoy the morning. Take it slow.
Yeah.
Enjoy the sunrise. Watch the news. Like, I'm that kind of person.
Yeah.
And I love it.
You value your time, like, in... I wouldn't even say productivity, because you're not even necessarily being productive, but just enjoying the time.
Yeah. Because for me, it's like, sleeping in isn't a priority for me, because if I'm tired, I'll just take a nap in the day. That's fine.
Yeah. And I'm not that way. I feel like if I'm sleeping in the middle of the day, I'm being a... What's the word I'm looking for?
Lazy.
Yeah, I'm being lazy, or I'm being like...
wasting the day.
No, what's the word I'm looking for? Dang it.
Unproductive.
No, I'm being a... Oh my gosh, I can't think of it. I can't think of it, but that's not the important part. Like, I don't know, I just feel like I'm interrupting a day with the nap. And you know what I mean? I don't know. So, for me, my sleep is very valuable. Like, I cherish my sleep. But recently that I've been waking up earlier, I get up at, like, 6 a.m. And I'm usually out of my house by, like, 6:45. And now that I've been doing that, even on Saturdays, like, I was up by, like, 8.
Yeah. That's a huge accomplishment for
you. Yeah, and I'm up, and I feel good. I don't feel groggy. I don't feel gross. Like, and that was the thing with my Saturday mornings, that I would feel that way before. And even most of the time, I would wake up with a migraine because I was sleeping way too much.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted sleep so badly. But now that's changed. Mm-hmm. So, and now you...
This, I you know, as we're talking about sleep...
You're getting sleepy. What's that sleep?
No. I'm starting to feel bad for... Okay, so we have a men's event coming up within the following week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all the men are going to the church's ranch. And, you know, it'll be like 20 of us in one room. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty big rooms. And I feel bad for the people who are going to share a room with me. Because I'm setting my alarm for 5 a.m.
Oh, God.
And, you know, these events are pretty intense. So, like, we won't go to sleep till, like... midnight,
yeah.
1 a.m. sometimes, but I'll still set my alarm for 5 a.m. and I will be the first one in the mm-hmm. shower. So I feel bad for everyone there. Oh, man.
But I mean, granted, you guys are required to get up early anyway.
True, but not like 5 a.m. early.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I demand a lot, like, from the people I work with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if a group is assigned to me over there, I'm probably going to...
You're going to make them shower?
I'm going to make them shower, like, early. Get your lazy butts up. Shower.
Flip over their mattresses.
Let's go. Vamanos.
That's yeah. what I do with kids at work. Like,
no way.
Like, when they... first, I turn off the music. I turn the lights on. I start saying, okay, it's time to wake up. And, like, a lot of them are like rocks. They will not wake up. And then I start clapping really loud. And I'm like, all right, it's time to wake up. And then I start pulling blankets off of them. And then if they really don't wake up, I'll start lifting the edge of the mattress a little bit. And then they wake up. But yeah, it's pretty funny.
Back when we were little, I used to share a room with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 8 years younger than me.
Yeah.
But man, can that boy snore. Oh, yeah. Even when we were kids.
Yeah, I remember.
And I remember it would bother me so much because I'm a light sleeper, a very light sleeper. And I remember one time he just wouldn't wake up. And I was like, Tommy, get up. And he's like, and I was like, Tommy, get up. So he wouldn't wake up. So I like just started slapping him. It's like, get up.
Oh my God.
And he still wouldn't get up. So my trick that I developed, and it's worked very well, I would grab him by the arms. I would sit him up and let him drop. He would wake up startled.
You're terrible.
But that woke him up. And I was like, you need to readjust, man. You're snoring. So, yeah.
That's hilarious.
I feel bad for whoever shares a room with me this upcoming weekend.
I do too, dude. Yeah. I really do.
But honestly, dude, some of those dads that are going,
yeah,
they're like freaking motorcycles.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
from both ends, I assume.
I didn't mean it that way, but I mean, I guess.
No, but yeah.
Yeah, it's just the dad snore, dude. Yeah. I think after a certain age, all men develop the dad snore.
Yeah.
Where, you know.
Sometimes you've had even the dad snore.
I've had it only when I'm sick. I've noticed.
Or when you're, like, exhausted.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the only person who's ever told me I snore.
Well.
No one else has ever told me I snore.
They're lying to you.
Probably.
I'm your only honest friend.
Because I know I'll be like.
No, that's not, I don't consider that snoring. Okay. You're like this. You're like. And like your mouth's closed, and it's not as obnoxious as other snores I've experienced. But like, imagine hearing that for hours on end. Like, it's really annoying. And like when we went to LA, I was able to fall asleep.
I was sick that time.
No. Yeah, I get it. But, like, if you wake up in the middle of the night, if I woke up in the middle of the night and I heard that, it's really hard to go back to sleep.
Mm.
The problem isn't initially falling asleep. I can do that, mind over matter. But, like,
Going back
to sleep after waking up in the middle of the night is really hard.
See, I have the opposite problem. I could go to sleep, I could go back to sleep after waking up easy. Sometimes I don't even mean to do it and I'll do it. But going to sleep initially is a challenge for me, dude. It's a huge challenge. And I hope I fix this by the time I'm like married and with kids, because I can't like be waking up hecka tired to take the kids to school and stuff.
No, I think you'll be fine.
Who knows,
you're a pretty early bird.
Maybe I'll just have to get my throat removed or something.
Probably, dude. Well, another thing I wanted to add was like something that you told me that I've done and has helped is like taking melatonin when I know I have to wake up early.
Mm.
So on the days that I know I have to get up early for the gym, even if I'm not super awake and like, even if my mind doesn't feel busy or anything, because I can tell when I'm going to have a hard time falling asleep, right? So as I'm starting to wind down, I'm getting in my PJs, like I'm starting to get comfortable, I'll pop some melatonin. The bottle says take 2. I take 3 because
dang.
I just need help. So, and it's never like, I don't feel crazy or anything. Like, it honestly does not do anything to me. It makes me fall asleep, but it doesn't make me hallucinate or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So I take it, and I take it about half an hour before I really want to knock out.
Mm-hmm.
And it works, dude. And I fall asleep with no trouble. And I don't feel gross in the morning. Like, I feel really, really rested.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually watching a video that says that, like, people that work out and stuff should take it, even if you don't have a hard time falling asleep, because it helps you get a deeper sleep, which gives you a better rest, which in turn will give you a better workout in the morning.
Mm.
So that's been really helpful, and you should freaking stop being a hypocrite and take your own advice and take melatonin.
I do take melatonin, but see,
No, dude, you're a hypocrite.
Hypocrite.
You're a hypocrite.
When it comes to taking stuff, I try to go as much as I can without taking it. Like, if I have a migraine, I'll try to
deal with it
and try to fix it before it turns into a full before it turns into a full grown freaking migraine.
An adult migraine. Yeah.
Like right now, I had a migraine coming on. Mm-hmm. So I had some caffeine from this kombucha, and that's enough. Helped. Yeah, dude, my migraine's gone. If you take a little bit, at least in my experience, I got this from one of the worship leaders at my church. Mm-hmm. If you take a little bit of caffeine right as you know the migraine is starting, like maybe anywhere from like 40 to 60 milligrams, that's been the sweet spot for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it kind of kills it in its tracks.
Interesting. Yeah. I have one like slowly developing, but I don't think it's going to become like an adult migraine.
Yeah.
Maybe a preteen, yeah. But even that, dude, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but I just have to, like, testify, dude. Even with my migraines, this healthier lifestyle has helped so much. Like, you can attest to how often I was getting migraines and how badly they would knock me down, dude. And now I get them maybe like one every other week, and even when I get them, they're not as bad as they used to be. Nowhere near as bad. Like sometimes I can even just take one Excedrin and I'm good, dude. And before, that was not even a thing.
You mean up and up migraine?
Yes.
Pain relief?
Because we are all about
saving money.
We're all about the generic
brands. Dude, because I don't know why Excedrin feels they have the right to charge so much,
yeah,
dude.
It's so crazy.
Excedrin is ridiculously expensive. Crazy. I bought a 50 pill bottle of the Up and Up generic version of Excedrin.
Yeah.
It was like $3.
Yeah. Or less, I think.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's ridiculous.
I will never go back to buying regular Excedrin. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah. It's literally the exact same active ingredients at the exact same amounts. Mm-hmm. It's just a different picture.
And same thing with Tylenol extra strength. Same thing with like
ibuprofen, all that
ibuprofen,
stuff.
Ibuprofen.
Same Pepto, thing with melatonin. Oh, Pepto. I am a full fledged like Target brand Pepto like
connoisseur.
Yes, I wouldn't say connoisseur.
No.
But I will.
Look, a spider. Ew.
Oh my freaking.
Is it inside?
No, it's outside. It's outside. It's outside. It's outside. Oh my god, is it outside?
Yeah, it is.
It is. Smacked it. Okay.
It's gonna come inside. Ew. Ew.
Roll up the window. Roll up the window.
Ew.
Sorry guys, we're having some technical difficulties.
Alright,
well, I mean, I guess that's a good segue into where the hell are we?
Oh yeah. Wait, but also Up and Up brand melatonin, 11 out of 10 would recommend.
Really?
Yeah, that's the one I've been taking.
Is it in pill or in...
It's gummy form. And I like that one.
Oh, see, I don't take gummies.
Okay, listen. I don't typically like gummies because they're extremely sweet and they make my teeth hurt. Mm-hmm. But those don't. They're not as bad.
They make your teeth hurt?
Yeah, they make my teeth hurt. It's like too much sugar. It's
really
weird. I don't know.
Did the ice cream make your teeth hurt?
The what?
The ice cream?
No.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Those gummies. I think it's the fact that you have to chew them so much.
Really?
It would make my teeth hurt. And these don't do that to me.
But it's so weird to me that would hurt your teeth, but not like chewing food, which is harder.
But it's the sugar. It's the sweetness.
Maybe. When it comes to melatonin, well, when it comes to any medicine, really, I'll take the least amount I can. Like the melatonin I currently take, mm-hmm, it's 1 milligram. And
what a weakling.
No, because I've tried the 3 milligram one and it consistently, I don't know if this is a thing, like I have to look into the research or something. So that's one thing about me. I don't believe claims and stuff unless I see some of the research. Mm-hmm. Like I'm a very evidence-based
skeptical
person. Not even skeptical.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
It's not being skeptical. It's just that I've worked in the research field.
Proof. Sorry.
For like 3 jobs, I think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my undergrad program was very focused on research. So, you know, I'm very much an evidence-based person.
Yeah.
So when any company or any brand or makes a claim like, like proven or accepted by this many out of this many doctors, like, show me the research.
Yeah.
Anyways, but I don't even know how we got into this, but I don't like taking more than 1 milligram melatonin because I had a 3 milligram pill one time that I mm-hmm. took, and it consistently gave me these really weird, like, lucid dreams. Mm. It was very unpleasant. Mm. So, like, and they were creepy dreams. They were always creepy dreams.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I've never experienced that.
Yeah. And it was only with the 3 milligram one. Mm. Whenever I took the one that was just 1 milligram, I'm fine.
It was too much for you.
Yeah, I guess so. But, yeah, going back to the whole Pepto. If y'all get the runs a lot like I do.
Those capsules are great.
Dude, they're freaking great. And they're capsules, so you don't even have to drink it or pour it out. Just swallow it. No,
it's so easy, dude. Literally, there's been times we've been in the car and we just pop it out of the compartment and take it real quick and we're good. Or, like, even before eating or after eating and, like, certain things you eat, you just know it's going to mess you up. And we've taken it, like, preventatively and it's been great.
Yeah.
But anywho, you wanted to get into where we are, so.
Yeah. So.
Where are we at in terms of time? 41 minutes. Oh, we're fine. Okay.
So, I don't know if we've talked about this in the last two episodes. So, if you're a longtime listener.
You would know.
Yeah, I mean, we've been making this podcast since last year, dude. but. I don't know if we mentioned before, but we're from the Bay Area.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Yeah, I'm not going to say specifically what cities, because I don't feel comfortable doing that. Because you never know what weirdos are out there.
Mm-hmm. All 14 of you listeners.
Well, actually, I think I'm two of
those
listeners.
One of you, yeah, and I'm about three, so.
Wait, so who's the other weirdos that know about this?
I don't know.
But I love the Bay Area. And currently, we are in a high point. Like, I'd say we're in between, like, Oakland and Moraga, overlooking the bay. We're overlooking Alameda, Palo Alto, SF, Oakland, Berkeley.
Daly City. South San Francisco.
I think we could see up to San Leandro from here.
Yeah.
And it is freaking beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Like, I hate it when people say, yeah, the Bay Area is dangerous. Oakland's like a dangerous. It's hella ugly. Like, y'all.
Depends where you are.
Yeah. Because if y'all were where we are right now, y'all would be shook. Because it shook is beautiful. It is beautiful, yeah, up here.
It's beautiful.
Like, I imagine it's not cheap, but it's really nice up here.
It's just, you know, everything is relative and it depends where you are. And obviously what your income is and where you can live, where you can afford to live. But
right.
It's just, like, you can't generalize, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
But, this spot is prime. It's legit.
Yeah, and for the record, it's, like, night right now, so the city lights are shining. It is pretty nice.
And the ocean. You can see the ocean from here. You can see the Bay Bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge.
Is that the San Mateo Bridge?
Over there? I believe so, yeah. And then you can see the planes landing into San Francisco, and it just, wow, it's beautiful.
I can't imagine that people, so, like, we're in front of a house right now. Sorry to the people who live here. They probably think we're weirdos.
Yeah, that lady shut all her blinds a couple
times. Yeah, she really did. She really did.
She probably thinks there's some hoodlums.
Yeah. but these people are lucky because, like, you could open your windows in the morning.
Imagine
and the
that.
Sun is shining into your window and the whole bay is just there for you to look at.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
That's a treat. Like, you never get tired of
that. That is goals, dude. That is goals.
I was telling Jose that one year, I want to say it was like 2014, my parents were out of town, so I had the house to myself, and I don't know where you were this New Year's, I really don't.
2014.
But a couple of friends and I came up here, and we, like, brought blankets and, like, food, and we watched the first sunrise of the year here on New Year's morning, and it was really cool. I think we drove out here at like 4:30 in the morning or so, and we sat up here in the grass and we just watched the sunrise, and it was awesome. So, and when we were driving up here, I had no clue we were coming up here, so that was really cool. Like, yeah. I didn't know where we were going.
Yeah. I'm a sucker for... Oh, I guess that's another one of my resolutions. So, I'm a total... I don't want to say... I was going to say a word, but I feel like it could be misinterpreted by some people, so I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
I am very vetted in the neighborhoods of the Bay Area. But I feel like there's still a lot more for me to explore. And that's one thing I want to focus on this year.
What do you mean when you say vetted?
Like, I have a lot of experience. Like, I'm very familiar with all the neighborhoods.
Okay.
Which streets they start, which streets they end.
Yeah.
What you could find where. You know, what neighborhoods are, like, good for food. What neighborhoods are good for, like, schools and, like...
Yeah. Things to do.
Yeah. So, shops. Especially now that my job, I'm field-based.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm exploring, like, the all Bay Area... Over. Pretty much 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like there's still a lot more for me to see, especially, like, in the, like, in Berkeley.
Yeah.
Like, I usually avoid Berkeley just because it's been crowded lately. But I feel like I love the Bay Area, and I got to do Berkeley justice and, like, start exploring it a little bit. So, I want to explore Berkeley more. I want to explore, probably, like, the Mescal, Claremont neighborhoods of Oakland a little more, because I don't spend much time there.
That's really nice, too.
Yeah, it really is. I've spent a lot of time in Montclair. I love the little Montclair village area.
It's nice.
Yeah, when it comes to, like, studying...
It's very homey and cozy and community-based.
Yeah, there's a nice Starbucks there and a pizza there. Mm-hmm. Whenever I have to, like, study for something, prepare a preach or anything... Mm-hmm. I'll go there, I'll put on some noise-canceling headphones, and I'll just study.
Nice.
And it's real nice and real peaceful.
Real nice.
Yeah. So.
Yeah?
Yeah, I feel like I owe it to the city.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you guys couldn't tell by now, I freaking love the Bay Area.
Bay Area.
And really, I think it's like a West Coast thing for me.
Yeah.
Because I love the Bay Area. I love Portland, Oregon. I love Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, all of the West Coast is just... Yeah. The West Coast is the best coast, dude.
Oh, God.
My guy.
And I'm definitely biased because I was born and raised in the West Coast.
No, dude, but, like, the East Coast has nothing on the West Coast.
And they have New York.
Yeah, but, like, I wouldn't even want to live there.
Yeah, I mean, I'd want to visit there, but...
I do want to visit
there. Well, actually, no. I'd want to live there, but not with a family.
Really?
I wouldn't want to raise a family there.
I kind of see you living there.
Yeah.
Because you like to walk places and bike places.
Yeah, especially when I was in college, I didn't have a car.
Yeah.
I biked everywhere. I would bike from, like, Oakland to Hayward.
Yeah.
For school and work and back and, man. Oh, yeah, that coupled with the gym, I was fit.
Excuse that plane rudely flying over us.
I know. So inconsiderate.
So rude.
But, yeah, dang, no wonder I was so fit.
Yeah. It was, like, kind of unintentional.
Yeah, and I guess, you know...
And out of need.
That's just... Yeah, I guess that's just a phase of life.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I really... I had no choice. Yeah. I had no car. You know, like, I came from a family where my parents couldn't afford to get me a car. So I biked everywhere, and I just saved up and got my own. And dang, actually, that's when I started to gain weight, when I got my car.
You started driving places.
Yeah, I stopped biking. Mm-hmm.
And you see, like, if you think about it, that's one of the reasons why we really, it's not fair to ourselves to be hard on ourselves for not being where we were 5 years ago, physically or health-wise, you know, like, or 10 years ago. Because it's like, we were in different phases of life. Like, our life circumstances were really different. Or, you know, just, it was different. So you really can't expect yourself... Or beat yourself up about not being where you were. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I remember it was so funny. Because even when I was in high school and in college, like I was, even then I was super active at church.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember sometimes we would have these meetings pretty late at night. And sometimes we would get out pretty late, like 11, sometimes even at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just bike home. And people would be like, are you sure you don't need a ride?
Yeah,
we can give you a ride.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like 15, 16 at the time. And people would like offer me rides. And I'd be like, no, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. And It's shocking because now I would never do that. Yeah. And if I had a kid, I would not let him or her bike that late at night.
Right.
Like, I will break your bike if that's what you're going to be doing
with it. I will break your bike. Wow.
Yeah. Like, no. Hell no. And now I understand why my dad was so hard on me. Because, like, my dad didn't like me doing that.
And you did it anyway.
And I did it anyways. Like, I hit a rebellious phase in those years. Even though I started going to church and being active, I still rebelled against my parents. I never did anything like drinking or smoking. Like, I've never had alcohol. I've never had a cigarette. I've never done any type of drug. But I rebelled in other ways, like disobeying my parents.
Yeah. And I think it's also part of your personality. You're just pretty strong-minded in general. Yeah. And so that factored in.
That's a nice way to say stubborn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're pretty hard-headed.
Yeah. And you're pretty independent. That's a nice way of saying selfish. I'm kidding. I just saw that on a TV show and I had to use it.
Ouch.
No, I forgot what show. Very independent though, I think I was watching How I Met Your Mother and they were saying like, yeah, their relationship isn't going to work out because they're both, what's a nice word for selfish? Independent.
I'm not selfish.
I know you're not. I just wanted to use that joke. You're not. But yeah, I feel like it's a phase I had to go through.
Yeah.
And you know, I feel bad that I was rude to my dad and my mom and all that, but, you know...
Way to go, dude.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mom. But they understand. They understand. It was just, like, my teenage years. Yeah. Like, I wanted to rebel, and I had no reason. And all things considered, it went pretty well for them, because I could have been the kid who freaking got drunk and, like, did horrible things.
There was a gangbanger.
Yeah, like... I really had the opportunity to do that with the schools I went to shoot. But that always seems stupid to me, just gangbanging. It was so stupid to me. I remember there used to be people, like, going to school with, like, their colors and stuff. And I remember I was friends with everybody in school.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to be like, you gotta pick a side. And I was like, my friends are my friends. I'm not gonna pick a side just because you have problems with them.
Yeah.
Your little baby gangs. Like,
get out of here.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. I don't think you ever hit a rebellious phase, did you?
No, I don't think so either. I was a pretty mellow kid. I did have a big mouth, though. Like, I talked back a lot. And I wouldn't shut up. Like, the more my mom or dad would get upset, the more I would talk. And I just got a kick out of it. I don't know why. I kind of still do have a big mouth. Like, I can argue for days. But...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely can.
Yeah, so...
Oh, look, a raccoon.
But, yeah, I think I would say that this pretty much wraps up our podcast for the day. Or for the year, should I say.
Yeah, for the year. We'll see you guys in 2021. We'll let you know how our goals go. But in all seriousness, I do want to keep this up.
Yeah, I do too.
We don't know yet what our schedule is going to be like, but in an ideal world, I would like to do it like once a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At a minimum.
Yeah, at a minimum.
So thank you for those of you that are listening that we don't even know of. We appreciate your support.
Yeah, I don't know whether to be flattered or creeped out.
I'm flattered. I mean, but...
I don't know, man. You never know who's listening.
You don't, but whatever.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and exit out. But thank you guys for listening. We hope that it's been an entertaining 53 minutes. And we will talk to you guys later. Peace out, amigos.
Deuces.